This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Off hour number three in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
We're talking about the state of food in America, and Chris, we will get into the story out of Massachusetts to where the Attorney General apparently has said something outlandish that they may or may not actually be able to live up to. We'll get into that as well as your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We go back to Ricky calling in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Not that it really matters, but the location. It doesn't matter if it's a state or a Commonwealth, although Ricky seems to think that somehow that makes a difference. Ricky, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Not only do I seem to think it makes a difference, but obviously Greg thinks it makes a very big difference. Greg from Huntington, supposedly, because everything...
Greg being a person that called the show a couple of nights ago.
And he called me out. It is my responsibility. Now, to answer your question about what a Federalist Bank is, Conan was right. It's a bank that is of the state, as opposed to someone like... the three mergers that were mergers, Nazareth National, then merged with Keystone, that made KMBT, and then Penn Bank made National Penn. They were in the Commonwealth. Now, as such, when it comes down to it, they...
Do you mean it's a national bank? You keep saying a Federalist Bank, but do you mean it's a national bank?
I'll give you an example. I'll give you a perfect example. Then just hear me out. It was in 1791, the forming of the Democratic Republican Party by Thomas Jefferson. Now, Jefferson said, and he pointed out Alexander Hamilton as the Federalist, who had to have his hand forced down on the Declaration of Independence. And he said, the Federalists, they are going, this is bearing on Pennsylvania as a center point always. He said, the Federalists, they are threatening our independence. They are threatening our freedoms, and they will destroy our economy. Now, a Federalist Bank, as an example, a bank that's of the state, okay, if the bank is located in, say, a Commonwealth. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Now, BB&T bought 41 branches in Texas of Citibank. They next then took over the Bank of Kentucky. Now, Kentucky got holes in their constitution. They next then...
Kentucky's also a Commonwealth.
Right, but their constitution got holes in it. They're not the same as ours, because if you look at Section 25 and 26, it's unshakable in 1968 with the inversion of the numbers when they added 26, if you read the amendment. Furthermore, they then took over Susquehanna, and then they made sure that it was clickbait. Because everybody, including the people at my branch, there was a walkout on customer service. They had the option to stay or leave, and they left. Because I myself have been working this for the past month, and the president of my bank was demoted.
All right. So now, what do you consider a Federalist Bank?
Okay, perfect good example of that, Wells Fargo. That's a great example. BB&T, because it's from North Carolina on the other side of the Mason-Dixon line. You know, North Carolina did a big...
So basically, you're saying that any bank that is not headquartered in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is a Federalist bank?
No, not necessarily. A Commonwealth bank would also go according to Commonwealth law. Now, Ian pointed out about Citizens Bank. I can explain that. You see... Example. Now, you see, if I were to go to Citizens Bank in New Hampshire, and I'm a resident of Pennsylvania, there'd be no problem. Because of the non-interference rule with 25 and 26, of this Article I, the Constitution of the Commonwealth, if Ian goes in there, he's in New Hampshire. That is a state. And the state constitution, and that is what they need to go by, because there's a non-interference. When I deal with the representative's office, okay, that is at this level. When I deal with the congressman's office, that is at the state level. Because of the non-interference, they can only interact with me in a certain way.
That seems very conspiratorial, Ricky. Good luck with all of that. Of if you walk into a Citizens Bank in another state, that they have to abide by the Pennsylvania Constitution when you walk in. That just sounds absolutely conspiratorial. Chris, you are from or used to live in Pennsylvania.
I did.
Any of that making any sense to where if you do business with a Pennsylvania company outside of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania laws apply to you and them?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, me
but not to say I. He sounds like he's read much more about this than I have.
The people that have these weird conspiracy theories, sort of legal theories, they sound very convinced of what they believe.
And maybe sometimes they're right, but I don't know. I can't weigh in. I'm just not that educated in the legalities of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I dealt with
yeah, it makes absolutely no difference. Massachusetts is a commonwealth, and they have one of the absolute worst governments in the entire country.
I can
being classified a commonwealth in the Constitution does not make it any different.
Now, if states would actually exercise their rights and push back, which that's why I'm a. If there's anything I like in the U.S. Constitution, it's the Ninth and Tenth Amendments.
My favorite part would be the first, what is this, five words? First five words of the Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no law. Like, if that would just be the entirety
Just put a period there.
Just Congress shall make no law, period, end of sentence.
Oh, God, I hear you.
So, speaking of commonwealths and Massachusetts, apparently the Attorney General in the neighbor to the south of where we are did something kind of outrageous days ago.
Do you mean Mordor?
No, not the District of Criminals. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is Mordor. District of Criminals is the District of Criminals.
District of Criminals is Mordor on the Potomac.
New All Hampshire right. is the Shire.
Yes.
I've seen that meme.
Yes, it's a nice one.
Now, I'm very much into protecting my own rights of self-defense and those of others. And the Massachusetts Attorney General wrote an article in the Boston Globe. Excuse me, it was an opinion piece. But it pretty much stated where she is going to go with Massachusetts and these weapons of war, the AR-15s and things like it. I'm going to read first from an article from The Truth on Guns. Breaking Massachusetts Attorney General bans sale of all new assault weapons, quote unquote, as of today, and this was yesterday. After the usual assault rifles are weapons of war used by mass murderers, anti-AR agitprop, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey dropped this bombshell at the Boston Globe. The Massachusetts assault weapons ban mirrors the federal ban Congress allowed to expire in 2004. It prohibits the sale of specific weapons like the Colt AR-15 and AK-47 and explicitly bans, quote, copies or duplicates, unquote, of those weapons. But gun manufacturers have taken it upon themselves to define what a copy or duplicate weapon is.
Right, and when I heard that term, what exactly is a copy or a duplicate, like a replica, something that just looks like an AR but is not functioning as?
Well, that's a good question because that's not clearly defined anywhere else.
Yeah, when you're printing, when you're forming a weapon, every piece is brand spanking new out of the press. So if you're not taking one and like hitting the copy button, you're not.
I think the implication is,
well, if you've got a 3D printer, you can.
Even then, you're still. Well, I guess if you have your original image in your computer and you hit the print button, then you are kind of copying it from an original image.
I think the Mass AG is saying that if I happen to decide that I'm going to become a firearms manufacturer and she has declared that all AR-15s are illegal, and I come up with the the CR-16, then, and if it's a close copy of that, then that should be illegal.
Okay, so we're talking about... All right.
Hold on. We'll get into this and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When you go to bed tonight, I want you to concentrate and pay attention to the position of your head and neck. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck aches, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. I have a solution. My pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for months. Chris has been using it for about a year.
More than that.
What about me? They forgot about me.
How about you? How long have you been using it?
I've been using my feather pillow for the last four or 5 years.
That is not my pillow. That's a completely different pillow. My pillow is the brand name of the pillow.
Okay, question about my pillow. All right, so the thing I love about my feather pillow is I can, like, completely sink my head into it, and I can cancel out, like, snoring, house creaking, branches rattling up against
the... But what you cannot do...
Can I sink my head in this My Pillow and cancel out sound? That's
what
that's
you cannot do with your feather pillow is throw it in the washer or dryer.
Oh,
you
I can
do that.
I can. It just won't turn out very nice.
Right. You can throw your My Pillow into the washer and dryer, and it's good to be used again. These pillows have a 10-year guarantee. And if you don't like your MyPillow, don't worry. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. The pillow itself, again, guaranteed for 10 years. And if you use code FTL, you will get a second pillow absolutely free when you go to MyPillow.com. Place that order. Use code FTL. Let's get back into the article about the Massachusetts Attorney General.
Yep.
And some kind of we're cracking down on everything that we even think kind of looks like an assault weapon or has an A in the name because other weapons have A's in the name.
She's
and
a typical.
Those are bad, right?
Typical lawmaker who is afraid and fearful, and there ought to be a law, and she's working on it.
That's where you're a little bit off in that she is not a lawmaker. She is a Massachusetts Attorney General.
She's the law enforcer.
She should be the law enforcer, and what she's basically said is that even though the federal government allowed the assault weapons ban, the federal assault weapons ban, to fall behind, and the fact that Massachusetts passed one that said, you know what, we're going to follow the feds, we're going to start enforcing our own. So to continue with her statements, where we left off, she said, but manufacturers have taken it upon themselves to define what a copy or duplicate weapon is. They market state-compliant copycat versions of their assault weapons. This is her talking, not me talking.
And a lot of times, these things, if you take just a regular, say, .30-06, and you put a muzzle guard on it, and you put some different sort of stock on it, then all of a sudden, it looks more dangerous, so therefore assault weapon.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that. They market state-compliant copycat versions of their assault weapons to Massachusetts buyers. They sell guns without a flash suppressor, or folding or telescoping stock, for example, small tweaks that do nothing to limit the lethalness of the weapon. Now, this is interesting because half, I'm not even going to say half, 99% of all these assault weapons ban have to do with what the gun looks like and how many rounds it holds.
Yes.
And that's what it comes down to. So what she's saying is that the law that they passed and the law that the feds passed that said you can't have something with a flash suppressor and a telescoping sock while having a hand grip or something ridiculous like that, gun guys know that that does absolutely nothing to the weapon.
Right.
Other than make it not look like what you wanted it to look with, and it may be a little more awkward to use. She continues, that will end now. On Wednesday, we are sending a directive to all gun manufacturers and dealers that makes clear that the sale of these copycat assault weapons is illegal in Massachusetts.
So when she says Wednesday, she means yesterday or 6 days from now?
I mean yesterday, and she put this out on Tuesday.
Okay.
With this directive, we will ensure that we get the full protection intended when lawmakers enacted our assault weapons ban, not the watered-down version of these protections offered by gun manufacturers. The directive specifically outlines two tests to determine what constitutes a copy or duplicate of a prohibited weapon, if a gun's operating system is essentially the same as that of a banned weapon, or if the gun has components that are interchangeable with those of a banned weapon,
so if
it's
it has
a copy,
a trigger,
it's a copy or duplicate, yes. And it is illegal. Assault weapons prohibited under our laws cannot be altered in any way to make their sale or possession legal in Massachusetts. So by what she's saying here, virtually every AR or AR clone, or even a lot of rifles.
Hunting that, rifles.
Well, I'm not even going to talk. I'm going to call them sporting rifles because that seems to be popular with some groups. But guns that use your standard military 30-round magazine, known as a Stanag magazine. There's Israeli guns that actually use the same magazines. It's a good thing. If you happen to be in the military, to have interchangeable magazines between countries.
Right.
Not that I'm supporting war, but that's simply a fact. And she's saying that anything, and that's also pretty much every AR that's ever been made on the market, is going to use that same magazine. Just because of that, she is declaring them illegal in Massachusetts as of yesterday.
Ugh.
I'm going to continue.
Just one more reason to move out of Mordor, guys, and come up here to the free state.
It is
if
nuts.
You like liberty,
yet. If you like liberty, if you just want more of the same, you're going to come up here and start passing your own laws. Once you get up here, then just stay where you're at, because we don't want you.
Before we jump back into the article, let's go to the phones. We've got James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Minister Perry, I would appreciate it if you make like your stated profession and not abridge my freedom of speech on so-called Free Talk Live.
I have not abridged your freedom of speech. I told you to go on with your thoughts, and if you're just going to talk about how I'm somehow not allowing you to talk, then yes, I will dump you because that's a boring call.
Yeah, right. You've had a lot more already to say than I have, Minister Perry.
Are you going to go with your thoughts, or are you just going to talk about me?
Please. No, what I am accusing you of being is not what you profess to be. If you don't care for it, that's fine. Let's talk about it.
And I'm accusing you of being a boring caller. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, Wolfman. Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Okay. Go ahead with your thoughts, Ralph.
All right. Let me say this. This animal, El Nigno, as you very well know, is waging a war on police and finding the...
That's what you keep claiming.
Perception is reality. And once again, I want you to look at the man's policy and action. That's where you, not to mention his flawed character, okay? That's where you make judgment about the animal. He can't tame himself. He can't help himself either. He is an out-and-out animal. That's what the country...
He can't change his spots, Ralph.
Hold your thoughts, Ralph. We will bring you back here on Free Talk Live, and your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to help expand the reach of Free Talk Live and Liberty programming in general? Right now, Free Talk Live available on the Liberty Radio Network via free-to-air satellite in most of Africa, North and Central America, and, well, we're hoping to expand this to Europe and parts of Asia and North Africa as well. You can go to fund.lrn.fm right now to learn more about the satellite fundraiser and to contribute. You can get some awesome perks like bumper stickers for the Liberty Radio Network. There's also in-studio appearances that you can have, or, you know, like sit-ins, to where if you donate a certain amount of money, you would have to pay your own travel, but there are certain shows on the Liberty Radio Network that are allowing people that make certain level donations to sit in-studio during one of the shows. And there are other things. You could name the satellite, for instance, if you donate a certain amount of money. Go to fund.lrn.fm to learn more and help expand the reach of Liberty programming. Let's go back to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph is alleging that Barack Obama has declared a war on the police and a bunch of other things. Ralph, go ahead with your thought.
And it goes hand in hand with the race war currently being instigated by this animal. Okay? Not only that, he's also planning to plan for that. It's kind of like the new normal in this country right now, to have a race riot, that, or, you know, a terrorist hit, that too, okay? Let's understand something in here, or come to terms at least on something here. And that is, Obama is one with Satan. Obama is one with, black criminality. Obama.
You keep saying that.
And it's true, okay? Obama is one with radical Islam. And
you also keep saying that, but you do not present any evidence to support your claim.
Yeah, let the man talk. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ralph.
A perception is reality. This man is anti-white, anti-Christ, and anti-Semitic.
Okay. Can I jump in here, Ralph? Please do.
Okay.
Will you entertain?
What am I talking about? Hatsing Man, good evening, whoever you are. Identify yourself.
This is Chris. This is Chris. We've spoken before.
You're my kind of man. All right. Speak your mind, Chris. Speak your mind and speak truth to power.
Ralph thinks all white people sound the same. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, Ralph, I don't disagree that...
There you go.
Sorry, dump button. I don't disagree that Obama has been a very divisive president. He has done little to bring people together. It has been more divisive. I'm going to hold out on the Antichrist, but here's where you and I may differ. I think the problem goes back a lot further than Obama, and I'm going to say it really goes back to Nixon and the war on drugs. And I say that because here we have a country declaring war on its own citizenry, and that we've never really done other than that little pesky civil war. But now what we've done is we have made the police see all citizens as potential criminals, and that wasn't how it should have been. Go ahead.
Chris, don't forget about alcohol prohibition.
We did that. And
because more cops died during alcohol prohibition than they ever did during the war on drugs, but it's very similar.
Yes, you're absolutely correct on that. And one of the other differences was it wasn't illegal to drink alcohol.
Just to make it.
It was illegal to sell alcohol,
yes,
to manufacture it. So it was a little different. But when we declared war on drugs, we said that every citizen is a suspect. And so that starts to put into play incentives for police to get federal money. And they do that by getting more drug arrests and things like that.
So they can get that bear catch.
And I think that's where we began to see this us versus them thing that has gone on. And I just don't see, I look to Obama hoping that he will be one of those guys who would say, some of this is a waste of time, this is a waste of money, but of course it wasn't.
But he hasn't.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Ralph, any final thoughts?
All right. We need to think about what's at stake in this coming election. It's not only about taking the country back. It's about sending this country in the right course, because...
Is it about making America great again, Ralph?
No, it's about making America safe again, Daryl.
Well, and that this wayward, wicked Obama has, really torn this country not only upside down, but what's happening right now with all the, agitation and mayhem and chaos going on in this country? This is straight out of the movie Planet of the Apes. Definitely. It's so surreal.
I think Obama's only got like a couple months left to declare martial law stop all the elections from occurring.
Yeah, and I heard that claim when George Bush was president that somehow he would stop the elections, and now they're alleging that Obama might do it. Ralph, thank you for the call.
But it really doesn't matter, because 2017, this is the year that's all going to go down. And it doesn't matter if Hillary or Trump are in the office, because it's going to be so obnoxious, and it's going to the downward spiral is coming, people. 2017.
Now,
you heard it here on Free Talk Live.
Well, one thing that I think is interesting, and Chris, I'm glad you brought it up, because I just read something earlier today that absolutely blew my mind when I read it, written by the Prohibition Party. You know,
right,
that political party that wants to bring back alcohol prohibition.
Whoa. These people are real?
They're very real, and they have a presidential candidate. Hedges is his last name. He is going to be on the ballot in, like, Tennessee, Mississippi.
Are they just covering alcohol?
Delaware.
They're covering all bases.
They want to prohibit a bunch of stuff, but I saw a post that was in their national newsletter, the April, May, June issue, called Relaxing the Rules Against the Use of Recreational Drugs. And they compare and contrast alcohol prohibition with the war on drugs. They say the jail problem is real. Today's drug policy should be informed by the way in which national prohibition was conducted. The 18th Amendment said nothing about possession of alcohol. It criminalized the traffic, right, the manufacture, the distribution, and the sale of alcoholic beverages. Prohibition did not care if you had some on your person. It was invoked only if you had provided alcohol to someone else. By making alcohol harder to get, they claim that per capita consumption reduced by two-thirds. They then write, today's war on drugs has been carried out by criminalizing the victims. That approach has distorted law enforcement, destroyed careers and families, and handicapped hundreds of thousands of otherwise productive citizens by tagging them with criminal records.
I thought everyone, every level of drug, recreational drugs has been attacked. The grower, the manufacturer,
the
seller.
But they go more often after the person that has a joint on them. They go after the person that has pipe.
Because they're the easiest mark.
Right, and the technique is I bust the user, he tells me who his dealer is. I bust the dealer,
right,
he tells me who the distributor is. On and on. That's
right,
the tactic.
So I just thought it was very interesting to read something put out by the Prohibition Party
right,
that was saying the war on drugs is a failure.
Right. My mind is blown right now, because that's just something I wouldn't even think about, that people... those people are actually out there.
You're still caught up on the thing.
Oh, I know
that
they're
exist.
Out there.
Well, no,
I know that they exist.
I'm
and back 8 years ago, I interviewed then Prohibition Party presidential candidate Gene Amundsen, and he was saying that they want to prohibit gambling. Because, like, if you're playing poker in your basement with your buddies and you're betting money, that's destroying the nuclear family.
I know those people exist, but I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around people voting for Hillary. And now you're telling me that it's these prohibition people.
Mind blown.
Yes, there's these prohibition people, and they're admitting that the war on drugs is a failure.
Ugh.
That is what blew my mind. Has it blown yours? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't.
Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for you and your thoughts. If you call now in the closing moments, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story about the Attorney General in Massachusetts wanting to ban all kinds of things that might look like something that looks like something that has a trigger on it that can fire bullets.
Well, we'll just simplify it. It's basically banning any AR or any AK or any
or anything that looks
shotgun.
Like.
Right. Yep, that's
we'll,
it.
We'll get back into that, but want to remind you that when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, you have a lot of choices, but there's only one that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. That is the Jax wallet, J-A-X-X. Go to jax.io, or you can download it from the App Store, be it the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. All data in the Jax wallet is stored client-side, meaning that they never have access to your funds. This wallet is cross-platform, and their sleek design means smooth functionality on your phone or your computer. It's easy to back up and recover funds if need be. And here's a little insider info. The ultimate aim of Jax is to build you a digital command center for your life. This gives you control over your coins, your currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand, Jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io. And the Attorney General in Massachusetts, they don't want you to have control in the palm of your hands. They want you to rely on them to control what you put in your hands. Chris has that story.
You bet. So we continue with the commentary from the story, which says gun owners in a litigation, the attorney general does have the authority to make this determination about what can and cannot be sold. And this was litigated by a pro-gun group. It was sort of a compromise some 12 years ago. And back to the story, going by what I'm reading here, this new directive immediately bans the sale of all new AR and AK-style rifles in the Bay State. I've called several Massachusetts gun stores, And yep, they're pulling all their modern sporting rifles off the shelves, every single one. The Massachusetts AG goes on to reassure gun buyers who purchase copy or duplicate assault rifles that she's not coming for their guns, at least not yet. We recognize that most residents who purchased these guns in the past believed they were doing so legally, so this directive will not apply to possession of guns purchased before Wednesday. That would be yesterday. In the dozen years since the federal assault weapons ban lapsed, only 7 states have instituted their own assault weapons ban. Many of those bans have been challenged unsuccessfully by the gun industry, and we anticipate our directive may be too. But our job is to enforce state laws and to keep people safe. This directive does both. In the face of utter inaction by Congress, states have a duty to enact and enforce laws that protect people from gun violence. If Washington won't use its power to get these guns off our streets, we will.
And the question?
Not only do we have the legal authority to do so, but we have a moral obligation to do so.
The question, really, the question that all people should consider is if a gun owner, a gun seller, does not take this particular rifle off his shelf that he's selling, what's going to be done, Mr. Reitman?
He will go from being a law-abiding citizen one day to a felon the next.
And how are they going to turn? And when they turn him into a felon, how are they going to take his shop from him or make him discontinue selling these rifles? They're going to
sell. With AR-15s come into the store and take these "quote unquote" copycat or state compliant versions. That is something that is sold without a flash suppressor, without a folding or telescoping stock, or some other small tweak that has nothing to do with making the gun less lethal. It just makes it look less lethal.
So, in other words, the lady here does not want to remove the guns from the street because they'll still be on the street.
Oh, yeah.
She just wants to remove the people who are using them to protect themselves. You know, the citizens of the U.S. are in Massachusetts, of Mordor.
And, you know, the thought process that this woman has, this woman being Maura Healey, the attorney general.
An elected position.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
Because she says that they have a duty to enact and enforce laws that protect people from gun violence. And that she said somewhere in here that they have a moral obligation to do something.
Hold on. That's article. Dang it. I'm trying to remember which one of the Bill of Rights covered.
Yeah, no.
Moral obligations and keeping people safe.
No. What they have an obligation to do, according to the documents that they have sworn to uphold,
is to protect our liberties.
Is to protect life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. So she's scrounging. She's reaching.
Yeah, she is.
She's overreaching.
Reaching far up into her rectum and pulling something out from somewhere. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Ryan calling in. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been watching you for the last couple of...
Right. No, we can't...
Somebody playing Donald Trump.
We can't play the scene. It's only... Okay.
I don't know how long it was, but like that's just a crank call. Somebody playing some... And it was... horrible audio as well.
It wasn't that bad. I thought it sounded all right.
Skype, yeah.
So I hit that.
It sounded like it was coming from the other end of a long tube.
That is the first video clip that I have ever heard on the show, and I was... Yeah, well, yeah, Donald Trump has a particular sound about him. That's the first one I've ever heard, and I thought that we should have heard it out. I'm surprised.
I don't know.
I'm surprised, Daryl.
It's Donald. You never know when he's going to drop an F-bomb.
You're right. He does. He does drop the.
He does swear a lot.
He drops S-bombs a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you got to screen it with us, guys. You got to tell us. Put it in the chat. Tell us there's a good video clip out there that needs to be played on the LRN, and we'll get to it. Don't just throw it out there.
Ryan. Exactly. What was
coming. Ryan? Banned.
One call per night, so Ryan, I am not answering your call on Skype.
Oh, man.
So...
Is there any more to this, Chris?
No, I mean, that is the gist of the story. I know today there were a number of protests being arranged. Actually, there wasn't a protest in Boston today. There's going to be another big rally on Saturday. So a lot of my a lot of my friends of mine through Oath Keepers and things like that, are heading down there from New Hampshire. And this is what kills me. You know, I kind of avoid the state of Massachusetts because I'm a constant concealed carry guy. So
I avoid the state of Massachusetts because it's absolutely horrible.
There's probably another, but I got friends down there.
Speed traps, red light cameras, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Toll roads.
I get, and this is what happens after you carry a way to protect yourself for years and years and years. Then when you go somewhere where you're not able to, you really, really, really notice it. So,
yeah, you know what? And like I said before, you know, this is just one more reason for you guys to move up out of Mordor. Come up to the Free State with us. Don't bring your bad habits with you, your bad legislation. You know, we are the Free State, and we're trying to keep it that way.
Well, we're trying to become the Free State. That's why it's a project, although not everybody
here... It's one of the freer states in the Union.
Not everybody that has moved for more liberty has moved because of the Free State Project. Some people have moved because of the Shire Society.
The low tax rate.
There's the low tax rate. There's the
clean air.
Large state legislature. Mm-hmm. There's 101 reasons that you should move to New Hampshire.
And I'm sorry, number one has got to be, you got a license plate that says live free or die on it.
Yeah,
it just doesn't get any better than that.
A lot of people don't get it.
You can go to...
I get it. Love it. I want more of it.
I believe it's 101reasonsfilm.com.
And it's on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's now on Rotten Tomatoes. So you can go leave a review on Rotten Tomatoes. Let everybody know that you love it. Get that tomato meter number up.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I believe there's only one review, and that would be from me. And I'm the guy that sent the email asking Rotten Tomatoes to include it on their site.
Yeah, oh, great. Good job for good on you, Daryl.
Yeah, so Ian Freeman, who's the main host of this show, is one of the producers, executive producers of the 101 Reasons film. We were talking one night, and I said, is it on Rotten Tomatoes? He said, I don't know. I took a look. I said, it's not. How do you get something on here? Clicked on the FAQ. Send an email. I can do that. Yep, it's on IMDb. Email sent. About an hour and a half later, I got an email saying, we've reviewed this. It's now up on Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't you love technology, Dan?
So, 101reasonsfilm.com. Learn about the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And we'll be back tomorrow, as we are all 7 nights of the week, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.